Good day, everyone. I welcome you guys to another episode of Entertainment Discussion with Deja. So today we'll move on to the medical aspects. So I'm going to be treating a disease known as bipolar disorder. Though many people are not as familiar with this bipolar disorder, and yet they have this disorder in their body. So now, what's bipolar disorder? Bipolar disorder, formerly called maniac depression, is a mental disorder that causes unusual shifts in the mood, energy, activity levels, concentration, and the ability to carry out day-to-day tasks. It causes extreme mood swings. Depression is a part of bipolar disorder, and the average age of onset of this disorder is about 25 years old, but it can occur in the teens or more uncommonly in childhood. Now, there are two types of bipolar disorder episode. Sometimes you may feel extremely elated or energized. That is called maniac episode. Other times you may feel down, sad, or hopeless. That's called depressive episode. And you may have both maniac and depressive symptoms together, called mixed episode. Now, what are the signs and symptoms for maniac episode and depressive episode? For maniac episode, you have hallucination, you have anxiety, misuse of drugs or alcohol, eating disorder, that is eating usually large amount of food, just eating anyhow. The person will feel jumpy or weird. The person will do risky things that show poor judgment, such as eating or drinking excessively. The person will feel they're unusually powerful. One sign and symptoms of depressive episode is that the person will feel very sad and restless, like depression sets in. The person will be lonely, talking slowly, the person will have little energy, the person will be sleeping too much, the person will have lack of interest in usual activities, and the person will be thinking about death or suicide. So those are the symptoms of depressive episode. Now, causes of the bipolar disorder. Actually, the exact cause is unknown yet, but we have some factors that can relate to someone getting what, bipolar disorder. We have genetics. A child's parents might have it. It might be hereditary. But the role of genetics is not absolute. Though a child from a family with the history of bipolar disorder may never develop the disorder, so this is not yet solid. Stress can trigger such as death in family, an illness, difficult relationship, divorce, or financial problems can trigger minor depression. Now, who is at risk for bipolar disorder? You are at risk. You are at higher risk for bipolar disorder if you have a close relative who has it. Going through trauma or stressful life events may raise this risk even more. This life, we need to take things very slow. Trauma, stress, we don't need it to affect our daily activities, because you can develop this bipolar disorder episode without you knowing it. And once it generates, it increases more, it turns into something else that you cannot control. Now, if left untreated, bipolar disorder usually worsens. However, with a good treatment plan, including psychotherapy, medications, a healthy lifestyle, a regular schedule, and early identification of symptoms, many people live well with the condition. Now, to sum it up, what are the likely treatments for a person with bipolar disorder? Well, number one treatment is psychotherapy. You can have a family-focused therapy for the person. Medications such as mood stabilizers. Example of some mood stabilizers, you have lithium. And also, another medication you can use to treat bipolar disorder is antidepressant. Number three treatment is complementary health approaches, such as aerobic exercise, meditation. Faith and prayer can support bipolar disorder, but not replace treatment. Please don't get it confused. Faith and prayer can support it, but not replace with treatment. In all, we need to be very careful of the way we live, and we should also try to notice any signs and symptoms in our body. We should not ignore it, because we have many people in this, many people nowadays, when you have just slight sickness, you just ignore it. Probably this is just ordinary malaria already. No, try visiting the doctor or try doing something that make you happy. You don't know, you may have a particular disease in your body, and once you do not treat it, it's increasing your body, and before you know it, you cannot cure it again. So it's better treated when you discover it early. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this wonderful episode. Kindly stick to the advice that I mentioned. Thank you so much. I love you so much.